DeepEnglish.com.
When dying people look back on their lives, there are some common things they wish they had done differently. Who looks back on their lives? Dying people look back on their lives. Are there some common things they wish they had done differently? Yes, there are some common things they wish they had done differently. Not having followed one's dreams is one common regret. What is one common regret? Not having followed one's dreams is one common regret. Not having spent enough time with friends and family is another. Is having spent too much time with friends and family another regret? No, having spent too much time with friends and family isn't another regret. Not having spent enough time with friends and family is another regret. But one thing people seldom regret on their deathbed is not having worked enough or not having made enough money. Do people seldom regret on their deathbed not having worked enough or not having made enough money? Yes, people seldom regret on their deathbed not having worked enough or not having made enough money. We all know there are more important things in life than the rat race, but that doesn't stop us from spending much of our lives working too much. Do we all know there are more important things in life than the rat race? Yes, we all know there are more important things in life than the rat race. Does it stop us from spending much of our lives working too much? No, it doesn't stop us from spending much of our lives working too much. Too much work not only causes mental stress, it hurts our physical health too. What does too much work cause? Too much work causes mental stress. What does it hurt? It hurts our physical health. According to one study that looked at 43 years of data on homemakers, those who took fewer vacations were twice as likely to die of heart attacks. How many years of data on homemakers did one study look at? One study looked at 43 years of data on homemakers. What were those who took fewer vacations twice as likely to die of? Those who took fewer vacations were twice as likely to die of heart attacks. Another study that looked at British civil servants found that those who worked more hours were twice as likely to suffer from depression. Who did another study look at? Another study looked at British civil servants. What did the study find that those who worked more hours were twice as likely to suffer from? Those who worked more hours were twice as likely to suffer from depression. Recognizing how detrimental overwork can be, some governments are cracking down. What are some governments recognizing? Some governments are recognizing how detrimental overwork can be. Are they cracking up? No, they aren't cracking up. They are cracking down. According to the local law in one small town in France, bakers must close at least once a week. What must bakers in one small town in France do at least once a week? Bakers in one small town in France must close at least once a week. Is it according to the local or the national law? It is according to the local law. Cedric Vivre ignored the law and is now paying the price. He has been fined 3,000 euros. Who ignored the law and is now paying the price? Cedric Vivre ignored the law and is now paying the price. How many euros has he been fined? He has been fined 3,000 euros. Not everyone thinks Cedric is a workaholic, though. Does everyone think Cedric is a workaholic? No, not everyone thinks Cedric is a workaholic. Christian Branlo, the mayor, says, "You have to have a bit of common sense. There's no competition here." What does the mayor say you have to have a bit of? The mayor says you have to have a bit of common sense. Is there competition here? No, there isn't competition here. Let people work in order to cater to visitors who expect the service. Should you let people work in order to cater to visitors who expect the service? Yes, you should let people work in order to cater to visitors who expect the service. His customers also support him and have started a petition protesting his punishment. Who also supports him? His customers also support him. Why have they started a petition? They have started a petition protesting his punishment. On the other hand, union member Eric Scherer says employment laws must be respected. On the other hand, what laws does union member Eric Scherer say must be respected? On the other hand, union member Eric Scherer says employment laws must be respected. These people need to have a rest day each week. We can't just allow them to work nonstop. What do these people need to have each week? These people need to have a rest day each week. Can we allow them to work nonstop? No, we can't allow them to work nonstop. It's absolutely necessary that both bosses and employees have a day of rest. What is absolutely necessary that both bosses and employees have? It is absolutely necessary that both bosses and employees have a day of rest. On the other side of the world, Japanese company Taisei is selling a high-tech way of annoying people into stopping work. Is Japanese company Taisei selling a low-tech or a high-tech way of annoying people into stopping work? Japanese company Taisei is selling a high-tech way of annoying people into stopping work. For about $5,000 a month, Taisei will send flying drones into offices in search of employees who are working too much. What will Taisei send into offices for about $5,000 a month? Taisei will send flying drones into offices for about $5,000 a month. Is it in search of employees who are working too much or working too little? It is in search of employees who are working too much. The drones will nag people to go home by blaring "Auld Lang Syne," a song that is often played in Japanese stores at closing time. How will drones nag people to go home? The drones will nag people to go home by blaring "Auld Lang Syne." Where is the song often played at closing time? The song is often played in Japanese stores at closing time. They are also equipped with cameras to record the workaholics who refuse to go home. Why are they equipped with cameras? They are equipped with cameras to record the workaholics who refuse to go home.